Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm Missy Manuel, and I will be sharing all things building, lives, and homes. I'm excited to launch and share all these things growing and thriving. Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm Missy Manuel, and I'm joined with my son, Jacques Manuel, and a great, sweet friend of mine, Jordan Thibodeau. Jacques, you want to introduce yourself, name what you do, and the year maybe that you built and were a homeowner?
My name is Jacques Manuel, as you said. I'm 25, about to be 26 soon. Built in 21. End of 21, beginning of 22 is, I think, when we finished. I work for Manuel Commercial. It's a commercial construction company. I am a project manager for them.
Okay, and Jordan, welcome. I'm excited.
Me too. Thank you. So like Miss Missy said, my name is Jordan Thibodeau. I'm 26. I'm a nurse, and I purchased my first home, not as a new build, but as an existing home already. That was in 2023, the beginning of 2023. My journey with purchasing my home started long before then.
One question, where did y'all meet? Because y'all have been in each other's lives to some extent through school. When did y'all meet? Do y'all remember that event?
Yeah, so we went to middle school together. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, what, eighth grade?
Seventh grade.
Well, I wasn't there, seventh grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
Seventh grade is a whole nother conversation.
It's not this podcast.
When y'all were sitting at Westminster and Opelousas, mm-hmm. did you ever dream that at 22, 23, you would be buying your own home?
Not at all.
I wasn't even sure I was going to be out of college at 22, 23, for being real.
But it's so true. Even on the growth journey, you know, it's like, and we spoke with some students at Como last year, and it's like such mysteriousness, you know, that am I going to be successful? Am I going to be okay? But really, if you follow a plan, and we're going to talk a lot about the steps that y'all took, we're pretty sure to get to a destination if we have a path. And mm-hmm. Jacques, you mentioned that last week in your podcast. So Jordan, let me ask you about your decision to buy, and what did that look like?
So I knew graduating college that, you know, I wanted to purchase my own home. I didn't necessarily want to rent. And so for me, that I graduated college back in 2020. And so I really just set that goal for myself and establish small goals along the way of how can I like achieve that for myself. And so originally I thought that I was going to be buying like a new build or building.
Right.
But I ended up buying a home that was already built, you know, many years ago. And so for me, that was more of kind of shifting my goals and what that looked like for me in that season. So, yeah.
What challenges did you have in that decision? You chose to buy an existing older home. Mm-hmm. What was that like? I know I kind of was walking with you through some of it, mm-hmm. the remodel and what you'd get in, and then there was more discovery. Tell me about that. And I remember you were doing some work and your dad was like, well, you don't know how to do that. You remember that?
I remember.
Yeah. So tell us about all those challenges.
Yeah. So it definitely was a lot more challenging than I originally anticipated. I purchased a home thinking, oh, I'm just going to change a few things. And then a few things turn into a lot of things.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, interesting. But I think being like flexible and adaptable, you know, I decided to purchase the existing home just because that was my goal for the time. And that's what...
It's what you could do at the time.
Right.
Right.
And so it didn't look like what I originally thought it was going to look like, which is okay, but it's just that flexibility, being adaptable, still achieving the goal. It just looks a little bit different than when you first originally started reaching for that goal.
And y'all are both on the personal growth journey. How has your experience, and Jacques, you spoke to this a little bit, but how has your experience in the building or the remodeling or, you know, buying a home similar to the process that you're in growth and maturing and getting more wisdom and learning life lessons? Like, Jacques, what was that like for you? You know, you built your almost a semi-custom home.
So, I mean, going into both of them, it was kind of the discovery phase.
Right.
Of, like, personal growth. It's figuring out, okay, why do I do this?
Yeah.
How do I do certain things? And then as far as the house, I mean, if you've never built a house before and you do it for the first time, you learn a lot.
Yeah.
Same thing with work. Like, when I first went into my job, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, I had vague construction background just from, like, being around it. My family's always done it. But right. We've never done commercial. So, right. I mean, I went to college for it, but...
It's a different world.
I'll be honest, like 10% of the stuff that I learned in college was actually applicable to my field. It was more of how to find answers, where to go to find like the necessary stuff.
Right.
But I mean, once you get past the discovery phase, it's constant learning in both. So.
Well, and you know, it's kind of like we can read a lot of personal growth books, but until we actually walk in those skills, like we really don't know life. We can read about it, Jacques, you know, to your point, construction management, you could learn about it. You were familiar with the concepts, but until you actually built a structure and had to go through the navigating of relationships and the issues and the orders coming in wrong, like that's where the growth is, because mm-hmm. then you had to start walking it out. Jordan, in your opinion, how is the personal growth journey and the journey that you have been on for sure in a really heavy way in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. similar in, I guess, to the remodeling mm-hmm. process and just in your career, because you've been working as a nurse, but you're in a new position now. And so tell us about how that is similar and how you overcome some of those challenges.
Mm-hmm. So I think like the overarching theme is like I feel like the best way I can describe it is like the work is the reward. That you have this goal of like, okay, so I bought my home. I had a vision of what I wanted it to look like, but there were so many in between moments where something didn't go right, or I'm buying an existing home. So, hey, we didn't see this problem.
Right.
We did your inspection.
Right.
Surprise, you know, and like making adjustments to my budget of, okay, I have to cut costs here to fix this, you know, different things like that. And I think that plays into personal growth as well. Just, you don't wake up one day and you're that person that like you want to become. It's these little moments along the way that make you that person. And like right. the gold is in the middle of it all. It's the in between. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's the process.
Right. And even in my new position,
you're leading other people now.
And so it's been a more difficult transition than I originally anticipated. But I'm already feeling like I'm seeing some of the perseverance and like the grit and being gracious with myself and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, seeing that fold out.
How has y'all's journey, and Jacques, I'll ask you first, how is your journey of that slow and lasting versus quick and fleeting building of internal? Because, you know, I think a lot of what happens in the building a house, starting a new career, those are external things that we walk through. But I believe that through those things, and you've both spoken to it, God works some internal things in us that are very lasting and that bring us into or make the life that we want. We're more capable of that. Mm-hmm. So how does the slow and lasting versus the fast and fleeting internal things, what's your perspective on that, Job?
I don't really know how to relate it to the building part. So I remember when I was in high school, I'd first started working out and I was like, oh, I want to get huge. So I started taking stuff, took stuff, gained like 40 pounds, got huge, and then stopped and shrunk down.
Yeah.
And then did it the right way after, and it took 3 times as long, but it stayed.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the growth you're talking about. Yeah. Instead of just like trying to do it quick and like the fast route, the easy route.
Right.
Doing the work, like the hard work, it might take longer, but you build the skills you need along the way.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think if we can keep that perspective that, yes, this is hard. Yes, these challenges are overwhelming me in the building process or in the careers or in life in general. Keep perspective on what it's building inside of you. And that's what's going to keep you and bring you to the next level through your whole life. So, Jordan, what's your, you know, the slow and lasting or the fast and fleeting? What's your perspective on that? And has that changed since you were younger?
So I think it's hard because you want to do the easy thing and like the fast and fleeting kind of thing. So I think it takes a lot of intentionality, a lot of honesty with yourself. but kind of relating back to what I just said of like the work is the reward, you know, like that's the sweet stuff is in the middle, and the moments where it's hard and you persevere, it's all building blocks that are eventually going to lead to the person that like you imagine yourself being in 20 years or you want yourself to be in 20 years.
Right. And you know, I think you mentioned, Jacques, on your podcast last week, is you want to buy versus rent because you want to build equity in a home. And I think those hard moments that we walk through, we're building equity within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're getting the tools you need and the lessons you learn along the way if you don't stop and like realize, oh, I learned this lesson.
Yeah.
And you're just so focused on the goal, then you miss the gold, as you said, which you find in the middle.
Yeah.
Right.
And that celebration is so important. And I think for my personality, it's like, oh, let's go on to the next thing. And celebration is so important. And so what, Jacques, would you say, looking back over the last 2 years and, you know, the build, the new career, what would you say you could celebrate in the personal growth journey? Personally, the growth, the accomplishment, like what is it that you could be grateful for and be celebratory on?
There's so much. Like if you look at the person I was 2 years ago and what I was doing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
If you showed that person the me today.
Yeah.
You'd be like, dang.
Wow.
There's hope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, new job, building a house, like the last thing I thought was that I'd be managing my own jobs, living in my own house.
Yeah.
A real adult.
And more resilient, able to handle a lot more weight and stress than you ever could.
Yeah.
By lifting the weight of stress.
Yeah, like when I first started as an assistant project manager, if you showed him the responsibilities that current me has, he would probably would have cried on spot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you build the armor, like resilience along the way.
Yeah.
And like now, I don't want to say easy, but like it's a lot easier if you take the time and build the tools along the way.
Yeah. And Jordan, how about you? When you look back, what can you celebrate of yay Jordan? Getting through the house renovation, purchasing it, moving up in your job, the personal growth journey, which has been amazing to watch and personally for you. And so what can you celebrate?
I think that's kind of difficult for me to answer because I'm very like goal oriented, moving on to the next thing. Like, but I think I don't celebrate enough. You know, the little things.
Yeah, I think we don't. And I think when we talk about personal growth, that's something we have to remind ourselves to do, because it's kind of like gratitude. When we, you know, when you get an invitation to worry about something, you go into gratitude, like, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this. Thank you, Lord, for this. It brings us back to the present day moment and we re-experience the good in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the celebration does the same thing. You know, because sometimes we forget how far we came. I mean,
I was literally thinking the same
thing.
I was about to raise my hand and say,
it's a lot.
Yeah, if you don't stop to celebrate the small wins, like say you stop and you celebrate a win. If you look back for a second, you're like, holy crap. I've done all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it gives you new hope and more motivation to keep going.
It absolutely energizes you.
Yeah.
I think in like my personal home buying experience, I started almost my home buying process back in 2020. Like, I knew that that was a goal that I wanted to achieve. And I told myself, like, okay, 1 year. I went to school locally. So I lived with my parents up until I purchased my home. So I said, okay, I'm giving myself a year. Like, after that year, I'm out of here, you know, whatever. Okay, that was 3 years later. But I think that's what you were talking about the slow and steady of, like, okay, at a year, I was not where I needed to be.
Yeah.
So, like, what are those small goals, the sacrifice, you know, of like, okay, I'm not going to graduate and like hurry up and go buy a brand new car, even though I can afford it. That's like not what my goal is right now, you know, so
perseverance, diligence. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen that too in your growth journey. So that's what we're going to wrap up for this podcast. But I'd like for y'all to join us next week when we talk about really what is home to you and why is it so important to have your own spot and what that signifies. So join us next week. We'll have Jacques and Jordan with us for another episode of Building for Life podcast.